好不好？
May the Lord complete his will.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
今天我们不讲希伯来书。
We are not going to talk about Hebrews.
今天我们要讲这个复活的信息。
We want to have a message of the resurrection.
在初期教会。
In the early church.
那一百年里面。
Within the first 100 years.
没有任何记录有基督徒庆祝圣诞节。
There was no record of any Christian celebrating Christmas.
没有基督徒为庆祝圣诞节而花天酒地奢华宴会。
And there are no Christians who will celebrate Christmas in a lavish way.
但是在初期教会里面，
But in the early church,
最伟大的节日就是复活节。
The greatest festival was Easter.
当复活节的时候，
When Easter comes,
所有的信主的人欢喜快乐，把基督的复活当作他们最大的喜乐同盼望。
All Christians were overjoyed and they treated the resurrection as their greatest joy and hope.
为什么现在的人把圣诞节看得这么重要？
But why do we do it the other way around today?
为什么现在的人把复活节当得这样不重要？
We treat Easter as not important.
今天我感受基督教国家里面圣诞节犯罪的数目比别的日子更多。
I dare say that in Christian nations, we sin more during Christmas.
在圣诞节的时候，车祸比普通的日子更多。
There are more car accidents during Christmas.
圣诞节的时候，喝酒醉，还有许多败坏的事情，比普通的日子更多。
There are more incidents of drunkenness and a lot of decadence during Christmas.
后来慢慢又产生什么叫做圣诞树，什么叫做圣诞老人，这些古里怪东西出来。
And then later, you have Christmas trees and Santa Claus, all this weird stuff.
这些都是与圣经完全没有关系的事情。
These have no relationship whatsoever with the Bible.
所以当我17岁奉献做传道的时候，
When I was 17 and gave up my life to the Lord,
定下一个心志，
I made a determination.
把圣诞节当作我布道的一个机会，
That I will use Christmas as a time for gospel rally.
圣诞的时候我就讲道成肉身的神学。
In Christmas, I will talk about the theology of the incarnate.
传神爱世人的信息。
To preach the gospel that God loves the world.
天上的救主来到人间受苦的目的是什么？
The purpose of the Savior of Heaven coming to earth to suffer.
这45年，
For the past 45 years,
我的圣诞节都是一个布道会。
All my Christmas is celebrated with a gospel rally.
在过去的12年里面，
For the past 12 years,
想看到我们的教会圣诞节租一个可以做5500人的大礼堂，花了很多的钱来做布道工作。
Our church in Jakarta will rent an auditorium that can seat 5,500 and spend lots of money for gospel rally.
我每一年都有许多人做受主。
And every year many people will believe.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
基督的降生，
The birth of Jesus Christ,
为了要到世界上来死，
is for him to die in the earth.
圣诞是为受难节而预备。
And so the Christmas is meant for Good Friday.
基督的死，
The death of Christ,
是为他的复活而预备。
Is for his resurrection.
所以受难是成为复活的一个基础。
And so Good Friday is the foundation of Easter.
复活就成了诞生及受难的一个成全。
And the resurrection, therefore, is the accomplishment of the birth and the Good Friday.
所以初期教会把基督的复活当作是救赎一个成全最具体的历史意义。
The early church therefore treated the resurrection as the most practical manifestation in history.
复活就把他们整个生命完全改变过来。
The resurrection turned their lives around.
如果耶稣没有复活，
If Jesus were not resurrected,
等于说不义胜过了义。
It means unrighteousness has been triumphant.
不法胜过了法。
And the illegal is more than legal.
如果基督没有复活，
If Christ were not resurrected,
自然界的力量超过了属灵的能力。
It tells us that natural forces is greater than spiritual force.
基督没有复活，
If Christ was not resurrected,
政治的力量压制了人对神的信仰。
It means political strength has suppressed faith.
如果基督没有复活，
If Christ were not resurrected,
贿赂也叫代表经济的力量胜过神的旨意。
It means bribery or economic power is greater than the will of God.
如果基督没有复活，
If Christ were not resurrected,
宗教的组织跟腐败的宗教势力胜过了救恩的计划。
It means religious organization and decadent organization is greater than the plan of God.
这世界最重要的权力，
When the most powerful political force in the world,
一个企图压倒神救赎的大旨意的时候，
attempted to suppress the great salvation plan of God.
我们的主从死里复活，
Our Lord was resurrected from the dead.
是使比拉多，地使西律王，使该亚巴，使这些祭司长，使这些群众多数声音的无理 完全变成暗战下去。
And immediately he was able to put down all the voices of Pontius Pilate, Cyprus, and all the political leaders and
leaders. 感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
从社会的层次来看
，from a social angle，
耶稣基督的复活把人类最大的盼望带出来。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ gave us the greatest hope of humanity.
今天我们在世界的法律中间遭到了最大的不公义的事情。
When we look at the legal system in the world, we see the greatest injustice.
甚至使我们失望的时候
，when the politics disappoint us.
宗教使我们失望的时候
，when religion disappoints us.
世界的财经使我们失望的时候
，when the financial system in the world disappoints us.
宗教的腐败与群众的势力结合的时候
，when the decadence of religion is combined with the power of the masses.
民主以它绝对的多数来杀害义者的时候
，when democracy persecutes the righteous one with the majority vote.
我们无穷把我们的盼望向什么人在世界上可以表达出来
？We don't know where to place our hope.
所以唯一把这个局势完全扭转过来的
，the only one that turned all this around，
就是耶稣基督从死里复活。
Was the resurrection from the dead of Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督从死里复活的时候
，When Jesus Christ was resurrected,
自然对灵性的压制的力量也被解除了。
It tells us that nature has no power over the supernatural.
因为那坟墓面前的大石头滚开了。
Because the great stone in front of the grave was rolled away.
创造主胜过了被造的世界。
The Creator Lord is victorious over the created world.
可能暂时好像死亡是得胜的。
Although for a while death seems to be victorious,
基督是用死得胜了一切的死亡。
But Jesus was victorious over death with death.
基督的死亡是吞灭死亡的死亡。
The death of Jesus was a death that overcomes death.
而他以这个死代替万死。
And he used his death as a substitute for all death.
然后借着他的复活，证明他的死是在复活的权柄里面被打败的。
Through his resurrection, he shows that his death was victorious.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这样复活的意义就大得不得了。
And so there is great significance in the resurrection.
复活不但使他们想起主曾经讲过这样的话。
The resurrection not only reminded them of what the Lord had said.
是他们从前不大注意的。
These are things that they did not take note of.
耶稣讲许多的比喻的时候，他们都亲耳而听。
When Jesus spoke about the parables, they listened closely.
耶稣基督讲他要被卖在恶人的手下，被钉在十字架上时，他们都不愿意听这样的话。
But when Jesus spoke about his death, his crucifixion, they did not want to listen.
甚至彼得对主说：“主啊，你不应当如此。”
And Peter said, "Lord, you shouldn't say this."
这事不会临到你。
These things will not happen to you.
好像耶稣讲预言是太悲观，他比耶稣更乐观、更积极。有权威来遮盖来抵消耶稣所讲的预言一样
as if the prophecy of Jesus was too pessimistic and so he had a more optimistic
好像他对主的主啊不必那么悲观这个事不会临到你的你听我的话吧你看胆子大到这个地步
as if he was so bold as to tell the Lord what you say will not come true listen to me
但耶稣说不然
but Jesus said no
人子必须被害
the son of man will be harmed
这是绝对的必须
this is an absolute necessity
一定要被害
I must be harmed
为了要造就圣经所讲的话去应验
in order to fulfill the word of the Bible
所以基督与门徒对话的中间
in the dialogue between Jesus and the disciples
我们常常看见了许多门徒自以为比耶稣更聪明智慧
we see many a times the apostles thought they were smarter
他们抵挡耶稣的话
and so they were oppressive
主啊这事必不临到你
and they said Lord this will not happen to you
在马丁路德的德文翻译的时候
When Martin Luther did a German translation,
那一段圣经里面出现一句话
There is a passage.
彼得说：“主啊，可怜你自己。”
The apostle Peter says, "O Lord, have mercy upon yourself."
耶稣岂是一个自哀自怜的人呢
？Was Jesus a person that took pity on himself?
耶稣岂是一个见到危难就逃避的人呢
？Was Jesus a person who escaped from difficulties and
dangers? 耶稣说：“我是为这个时候而来。”
Jesus said, "I came for this time."
这个时候是最困难的时候。
This is the most difficult time.
我一定在这个时候里面成全上帝的旨意。
But I will fulfill the will of God in this time.
所以死是一件必然的事情。
And death, therefore, was a necessity.
就是因为基督的罪受到应当受的这个报应。
And Jesus did not die because of his sin.
他不是承受他自己犯罪的果子。
He did not inherit the fruits of his sin.
他也不是承受他犯罪的工价。
or bear the wages of his sin.
因为他是无罪的。
Because he was innocent.
他为我们的缘故受了刑罚，受了咒诅，受了审判。
But because of us, he received the punishment, received the curse, and received the
punishment. 因为我们的罪的缘故，耶和华把我们众人的刑罚都归在他的身上。
Because of our sin, God placed all our sins upon him.
基督以自己的能力得胜了罪所带来的死权的总和。
And because of his power, the Lord was victorious over all the things that sin brought about.
他把死亡吞灭掉了。
He swallowed up death.
他从死里面复活了。
And he was resurrected from death.
我们今天所服侍的不一位死的，乃是一位复活的救主。
The Lord that we serve, therefore, is not a dead Lord, but a risen one.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们要清楚知道复活对我们的信仰有真正绝对的意义。
We want to know clearly that the resurrection has great significance in our faith.
主耶稣说：“因为我活着，你们也要活着。”
Jesus Christ says, "Because I live, so you will live."
让我们的生命存在的意义跟基督的复活是绝对不能脱节。
The purpose of our life cannot be separated with the purpose of the resurrection.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
那复活到底要表达出什么呢？
What does the resurrection bring about?
也就是对死的超越。
It is a surpassing of death.
什么叫做对死的超越呢？
What does surpassing death mean?
这个是宗教动机里面最终极性的要求。
This is the highest aim in a religious faith.
宗教之所以是宗教，
for a religion to be a religion,
宗教不在理性的范围里面找答案。
It means that it doesn't search for answer within reason.
宗教要在超理性的范围里面找到真正的解脱。
He wants to find the relief from a trans-reason manner.
当一个人用生命里面的一部分的理性去了解生命的意义的时候，
When a person attempts to understand the meaning of life with reason,
他是以一部分去了解全体。
He is using a part of his existence to try to understand the whole.
这是一件不可能的事情。
This is impossible.
因为部分加部分加部分加部分也绝对不可能大过全体。
No matter how many parts you add together, you cannot surpass the whole.
所以在生命的部分里面，你用它有限的部分去了解整体的意义，已经是一个前提上绝对不可能的事情。
And so it is illogical to try to use a part of your life to try to understand the whole of your life.
理性只能是宗教诸多功用里面的一部分。
We can say that reason is just but a part of the many functions of religion.
理性绝对不能超过整个宗教性的功用。
The reason cannot surpass the entire function of religion.
一个人可以用理性去思想生命的意义，想了一半，因为生命死了，生命里面部分的理性跟着死了，他的思想就结束了。
And a person thinks about life with his reason, when he dies, his thought will disappear.
宗教的动机本身就是对限制的超越。
The motivation of religion in itself is to try to transcend limits.
宗教的动机本身就是对矛盾的解脱。
The motivation of religion in itself is to try to find relief.
当我们盼望可以脱离限制，超越矛盾的时候，
when we try to get out of our limit and try to surpass irony,
我们试看用我们里面所有最大的可能的力量去挣扎、去超越、去解脱。
We often try to use the best of our abilities to struggle to try to find a way out.
最后我们发现，我们要超越界限、超越解脱这些矛盾的时候，我们所有的力量的本身也是界限，也是一个矛盾。
In the end, we find that even our very strength to try to break out in itself is a limit, is an irony.
像宗教，结果就走进一个死胡同的道路。
And religion therefore goes into a dead alley.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这样复活的观念就变成所有宗教所要达到而没有办法达到的真正的事情了。
The concept of resurrection then becomes the goal which all religion try to reach by.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
复活不是理性的复兴。
Resurrection is not the revival of reason.
整个生命的重建，
It is the rebuilding of the entire life.
整个生命再活出来，
The entire life coming right again.
所以这个观念就比宗教性的本身还更高超的一层的东西了。
This concept therefore is more advanced than religion itself.
这个缘故我们看见的所有的宗教里面都没有复活的观念。
And this is why in all the other religions you don't have the concept of resurrection.
复活的观念只存在基督教的圣经里面，成为真正复活观念的原版。
The concept of resurrection can only be found in the Bible, the true original source.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
基督徒在复活节的时候，
In Easter for Christians,
一定要坚持肯定 自己与所有的宗教是不一样的。
We want to affirm that our faith is different from all other faith.
当一个人对你说宗教都是一样的
，When someone say all religions are the same，
你说是的，是的，一样的，你就与他同流合污了。
If you say yes, it is, then you are like them.
一个人说宗教都是一样的
，If someone say all religions are the same，
只有两个原因
，There are only two reasons。
他是白痴。
First of all, this person is
没有研究的
，or doesn't study，
或者故意逃避事实说谎的人
，or a person who lies and try to escape from the truth。
宗教与宗教绝对是不一样。
All religions are different from one another。
你问真正研究回教的人，回教的人问他说：“所以宗教一样吗？”他会告诉你不一样。
If you ask a person that truly understands Islam whether all religions are the same, he will say no.
你真正明白圣经的基督徒，你问他说：“所以宗教一样吗？”他一定说不一样。
If you ask a Christian who truly understands the Bible, he will tell you all religions are different.
那么如果一个人说宗教是一样的
，If a person say all religions are the same,
就表示他对宗教是真正一无所知的人。
It means that this person really doesn't understand religion.
或者是故意曲解的人
，or purposely turn it around.
不是说谎就是不明白。
If he's not lying, then he's ignorant.
为什么这么多的人说宗教都是一样的呢
？But so many people say all faith are the same.
因为他们只从表面的现象层去看宗教是什么。
Because they look at faith from superficial manner.
宗教都是叫人不好。
All faith seems to bring us to do good things.
宗教的表层到底有没有一样的事情呢
？But from superficial level, are they the same?
我们要承认有。
We have to admit yes.
宗教与宗教之间
，from religion to religion，
现象范围里面相同的地方。
From their superficial phenomena, they
比如说，所有的宗教都知道人是有犯错的事实的。
For example, all faith knows that men are sinful.
所有的宗教都知道人死了不等于就是结束了。
All faith proclaim that death is not the end.
所有的宗教都知道我们的行为应当有善做我们伦理的基础。
All religion believe that our ethics ought to be built on good works.
所有的宗教都相信死了以后还有继续不断我的生命的存在。
All religions believe that after death, I will still exist.
真正伟大的宗教就追求永恒性的，是超过现实性的。
All great faith attempt over eternity beyond the local.
所有的宗教都知道有个超然的力量可以解决我们在最终时带来的痛苦。
All faith believe that there's a supernatural strength to solve our problems.
无论这个超然力量是所谓的神。
It doesn't matter whether this is God,
或者是鬼
or a ghost,
或者许多许多的菩萨
or a Buddha Vista,
或者有一些宗教的道德的那些报应的规律
or a sense of cause and effect.
这些东西都是宗教表层里面比较相同的现象的范围。
These are things we see superficially to be similar.
但我们看见基督教所告诉我们不是如此。
Or we see the Christian faith to be different.
基督教告诉我们不是人的理性和想象产生了一套宗教性的教义。
Christianity says that this religious thinking does not come from human reason alone.
乃是神永远的计划在时空里面向人启示下来真真实实发生的事情。
But a true thing that is happening because the eternal will of God is shown to us in our time.
基督的生是一件历史事实。
The birth of Christ is historical.
基督无罪得胜的生活是一件历史事实。
The sinless life of Jesus was historical.
基督的死代替罪人是一件历史事实。
The death of Jesus for men was historical.
基督被埋葬是一件历史事实。
The burial of Jesus Christ was historical.
基督第三天从死里复活是一件历史事实。
The resurrection of Jesus on the third day was historical.
回到父那里前升天去是一件历史事实。
The return of Christ to the Father was historical.
有一天基督还要再来，这是一件历史事实。
One day Christ will come again. This also is historical.
这些历史事实的事件中间
，Among all these historical events，
神把他永远里面永远计划的旨意拯救人的这个步骤显明出来了。
God manifested His plan, how He's going to save human beings step by step.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
在历史的中间
，within history，
我们看见永恒的计划。
We see the eternal plan of God.
这样，永恒与暂时历史之间的关系就接连起来。
And so there's a relationship between eternity and the temporal world.
基督不但是人与神之间的中保。
Christ is not only the intermediary between God and man.
基督也是在历史中间暂时界与永恒界之间的交界点。
He's also the meeting point between the temporal world and eternity.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这位基督是为我们道成肉身的基督。
This Christ is a Christ God incarnate.
这位基督是为我们无罪得胜试探的基督。
This is a Christ who is sinless but victorious over temptation.
这位基督是为我们受审判的基督。
A Christ that received punishment for our sin.
这位基督是为我们死被钉在十字架上的基督。
The Christ who died for us and was
crucified.
A Christ that was resurrected from the
dead.
The Christ that will come again after he ascended to the heaven. All these are historical facts. All these are the things that the other faith does not have, not even one. How then can we then say we are the same with other faith? We are absolutely different. And so we recite this in the Apostles' Creed. Christ is the Son of God, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and
dead,
and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, ascended and seated on the right hand of God. From hence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. Dear brothers and sisters, the resurrection of this Christ accomplished many things that all the faith does not understand. Among all the religious
beliefs, the ancient days,
has the greatest manifestation of the understanding of the breakthrough of the temporal world is the Egyptian. We cannot look down on the Egyptian culture. It is a special
people.
Although their houses are very small, their graveyard were very big. Their palace was small, but their graveyard was very big.
尊重死人过于尊重活人。
Why did they honor the dead more than they honor the living?
如果你说我活的时候住大房子，死了小坟墓，那是很正常的。
It is quite normal to live in a big house when you are alive and have a small graveyard.
坟墓的大小也可以告诉我们那个时代对来生观的看法如何。
The size of the graveyard itself can tell us how they think about the afterlife.
你们二十多岁刚刚结婚的时候，有两个房间就感谢主了。
When you are 20 odd and you just got married, a room that has
一个房间，夫妇两个年轻人。 住爸爸妈来，还有另外房间，感谢主，不必用布围来围去。
You'll be very happy with a house that has two rooms. Your parents can come.
当你五六十岁的时候，
but when you're 50 or 60,
你是怎么可以只有两个房间？
How can a house have only two rooms?
四个孩子，有男有女都大了。
I have four kids and they're all grown.
多数人老了才买大房子。
When we grow old, normally we buy a big house.
刚刚买完大房子，孩子出国留学，又变成太大了。
Once you bought a house, your son will leave for overseas study.
然后呢，死的时候就做一个小坟墓就够了。
And then when we die, we just have a small graveyard.
埃及人刚好反过来。
Egyptians did it the other way around.
他们的君王死的时候就建大坟墓，大到比新加坡50多层楼的房子还更高。
Their kings, when they died, they built huge graves larger than many buildings in Singapore.
几千几万吨的石头压在上面，没有被压死，本来就死了。
Thousands of tons of rocks are piled up all the way up.
为什么呢？
Why do they do
that? In search of immortality.
他们在寻找永生，寻求不朽。 They are looking for immortality.
但已经朽了，怎么不朽呢？
But there's already a mortal life.
朽是件事实。
Decay is a fact.
不朽是一个理想。
To have non-decadence is an ideal.
Mortality is a fact, but immortality is an idea. 所以人就是宗教动机里面寻求不朽。
Within our religious concept, we want
immortality.
The Egyptians believe there's an afterlife. They believe after this world, there's another world. They believe after death, there's another life. And that life will be longer than this life. It doesn't matter if you have smaller houses.
来世的时候需要长久保护自己，长久永恒的这个住所。
But after life, we ought to preserve ourselves for as long as possible.
埃及的民族就发明了木乃伊这个事情。
The Egyptians therefore invented mummification.
我不知道为什么中文翻译木乃伊，应当木米伊，比较像木米。
The Chinese translation should be mummy.
为什么用木乃伊呢？
Why do we use mummy?
你是用几百斤的香料。
You have to use several hundred.
来熏一个尸体。
Kilo of herbs to mummify it.
然后吃，这个尸体的皮完全没有损坏。
That the skin will be preserved.
可以包住里面的肉。
so that he can protect them,
让他整个今生的血肉还可以完完整整被保存下来。
That the entire physical outlook is preserved to the end.
为什么要保存下来呢？
What's the purpose?
因为在那个世界里面，
in the afterlife,
你还在生活。
You are still living.
正像在这个世界里面生活一样
，as if you are still alive，
是修外的身体在那个世界就不完整
，so it is not right to have a decayed body。
这是埃及人对永恒的看法
，this is how the Egyptian viewed immortality。
那么这种观念在东方里面有没有呢
？Do we have such concept in the East？
孔子没有这个观念
，Confucius did not have this concept。
所以孔子很诚实的讲了六个字
，and clearly Confucius said，
未知生。焉知死
？If I do not know what is being alive is all about, how do I know that?
如果孔子是个宗教家的话
，If Confucius was a religious genius,
我相信他是一个最诚实的宗教家。
I believe he was most honest.
诚实到一个地步，使他的宗教不成样的宗教。
He was so honest that he couldn't build a great faith.
所以儒家还不能有资格被称为是一种宗教的一个体系。
And so Confucianism cannot be classified as a religious faith.
老子的哲学也是如此。
老子 seem to think the same thing.
对永恒没有真正的观念。
He didn't have a true concept of eternity.
没有具体的信仰。
He doesn't have a real pragmatic
faith. 所以当老子的思想过了一千年，在张道陵的时代的时候，变成民间的迷信。
After 1,000 years, during the time of Zhang Daoling, it became a superstition.
所以都缺乏了真正宗教的要素。
All this lacked the true essence of religious faith.
中国人才会到印度去把佛教带到中国来填满我们宗教性的空虚。
And the Chinese moved to India to bring in Buddhism.
而佛教对人生的看法怎么样呢
？What about Buddhism?
有没有复活呢
？Is there a resurrection?
他们先肯定死了不是结束。
First, they affirm that death is not the end.
从来没有复活的观念。
But they do not have this concept of the resurrection.
又不能结束，那么我们死后的存在是怎么样的
？Since there is no end, what will we do after we die?
他们就产生了投胎在世、六道轮回的看法。
And they have the concept of reincarnation.
就像什么呢？这样一只瓜牛大了，换一个房子一样。
It's just like a person changing a house.
That's like a snail
changing a house.
他换到更大的块里面的时候呢
？When he moves to a larger shell,
他就满意了。
He will be satisfied.
他再更大的，再找更大的块。
When it is growing, you will find a bigger shell.
一直换块，但他还是他。
The snail remains the same, but the shell changes.
这样呢，他们相信灵魂是永恒存在的。
They believe that the spirit lives forever.
又面对这个身体是暂时存在。
But you have to have a physical body that is temporal.
绝对没有复活的观念。
They have no concept of resurrection.
修坏的身体需要投胎再世，在另外一个身体继续存下去。
The decayed body has to go through reincarnation to find another body.
就是所有的宗教的永恒的解释方和复活的观念完全脱节的一个表现。
And this is a manifestation of the differences in the understanding of the resurrection.
但圣经不是如此。
But the Bible is not like this.
我们的宗教不是如此。
Our faith is not like this.
我们的信仰不是如此。
Our religion is not like this.
我们相信复活是神的应许。
We believe that the resurrection is in the promise of God.
死不是我们的终极。
That death is not the end.
相信神把永恒的生命赐给我们。
We believe that God gave us eternal life.
这是超过所有宗教最伟大的理念的。
This transcends the greatest thoughts of all the religions.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to Him.
复活的观念
，the concept of resurrection，
不可能在有罪必死的身上自己产生出来。
Cannot be produced by a sinful and death-bound human being.
复活的观念
，the resurrection，
在神的启示中间向你慢慢肯定出来。
Can only be affirmed within the revelation of God.
当一个人从神的话得到启示的时候
，when a person receives revelation from His word，
可以慢慢想出复活的可能性在里。
And understand the possibility of resurrection.
逐步的启示越来越清楚的时候
，when you see the progressive revelation become clearer and clearer，
复活的观念就变成真正可以查考的文字记录。
Resurrection becomes something that you can really study.
这是神的口亲自说的话。
This is something that came forth from the mouth of God.
今天我用一段的时间来思想到圣经里面的复活观念怎么演进起来。
Let us look at the progressive revelation in the concept of the resurrection.
在全本圣经里面，第一个真正有复活观念的人是亚伯拉罕。
The first person that has a concept of resurrection was Abraham.
在圣经里面第一个有对复活观念文字表明出来信仰的是约伯。
The first person that expresses it in words was Job.
所以这两个人都是历史中间最伟大的道士。
These were great teachers in the whole of
the world. 亚伯拉罕被称为信心的人的父亲。
Abraham was known as the father of faith.
约伯被认为在十种痛苦中间得胜最好的榜样。
And Job was the greatest example of having victory over death and suffering.
亚伯拉罕信仰成了万代的指标。
The faith of Abraham became an example for generations.
约伯的得胜成为历史历代圣徒最好的榜样。
The victory of Job becomes the example for generations of Christians.
他们在最大的困难的时候
，in the midst of the greatest difficulty,
都把复活的观念、信仰显明出来了。
Both of them express the concept of the resurrection.
在什么事情上显明出来呢
？How do we know this?
上帝对亚伯拉罕时讲的两句话，好像很大冲突的时候。
When God said two things that seem to contradict each other,
亚伯拉罕找到他信仰的出路。
Abraham found the source of his faith.
第一句是什么呢
？The first sentence.
撒拉生的才算你的后代。
That which comes from Sarah is your descendant.
就是以撒。
That's Isaac.
就是你的独生子。
Your only son.
只有以撒所生下的才是你的子孙。
Only the descendants of Isaac was to be considered as your descendant.
第二句话。
The second
one. 你要把你的独生子献上给我。
You must give and sacrifice your only son.
这两句话是 self-defeating.
Both of them are self-contradictory.
如果以撒还存着。
If Isaac was alive,
就可以结婚生子生孙，神的应许就成就了。
He can have children, and then the promise of God will come true.
但是上帝说，这个以撒要死，要献给我。
But God asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac.
神啊，你的命令我一定要绝对遵守的。
Oh God, I will follow your commandments.
但如果我把这个唯一的独生子把它献上去的话
，But if I were to give you this only son,
你第一句话所带来的应许永远不会成就。
The promise of your first sentence will not come true.
这句话你有没有搞错啊
？So Lord, you must have made a mistake.
你把独生子给我，又把独生子拿去，你开什么玩笑
？You ask me the only son, and now you want to take him back.
你把独生子给了我了以后
，After you give me the only son,
你要我献上夏家的儿子，那也不错。
I can give you the children of Haggai.
这样我又献上了，你的旨意又成全了。
Then we can fulfill your promise.
双重两样都成全其美了。
We can kill two birds with a stone.
但是神不跟亚伯兰辩驳。
But God did not debate with Abraham.
亚伯兰也没有以上帝辩论的习惯。
And Abraham did not have this habit of debating.
神讲什么
？Whatever the Lord said,
他就接受。
He accepted.
神讲什么
？Whatever the Lord said,
他就顺从。
He was obedient.
亚伯兰是不是绝对盲从的人
？Was he a person that followed blindly?
不是。
No.
亚伯兰是不是一个绝对没有思考就无人吞枣顺服上帝的人
？Was he a person that obeyed blindly?
绝对不是。
Absolutely not.
因为这样，亚伯兰的信心成为所有有智慧的人的一个最好的榜样。
And because of that, he became an example for all who are wise.
上帝说：“从撒拉生的才是你的子孙。”
When God said, "From Sarah comes your,"
除他以外，我都不接受你有别的神。
Other than her, no one else will be considered.
因为撒拉生的才是应许的后代。
Only those descendants from Sarah are the promised ones.
但是上帝说：“撒拉生的独生子，你要献上给我。”
But you have to give me the only son of Sarah.
亚伯兰在困难的中间
，in the midst of this difficulty,
他还是要顺从。
He was obedient.
这是很重要的一件事情。
This is something very important.
如果我们是亚伯兰的话
，If we were Abraham,
我一定对上帝说你没弄错。
I will ask God whether he has made a mistake.
这个独生子是余种。
This is the remnant.
唯一的种。
The only one.
如果我把他杀死了，你就没有盼望了。不是我没有盼望。
If I kill him, you have no hope, not me.
你的应许没有了。
Your promise will not come true.
地上就没有什么天上的子孙。
There were no descendants of heaven.
没有像天上的星那么多，海边的沙那么重，对，这些子孙都没有了。
As many as the stars in heaven and the sands on the
beach. 所以亚伯兰有足够的资格跟上帝大大辩论一场。
And so he could have debated with God.
但是他没有这样的习惯。
But he did not do that.
他知道神不会做错。
He knew that God would not be wrong.
神不会讲错。
God will not make a mistake.
遇到困难的时候怎么样呢
？When he had difficulties,
这是主给我的十字架。
He said, "This is the cross that the Lord has given me."
这是我要担当的十字架。
The cross I have to bear.
我要好好思想，上帝既然没有错
，I have to think about this. If God cannot be wrong,
为什么只有撒拉生的才是我的后代
？Why did he say that the descendants of Sarah will be my descendants?
现在有明文说，独生子要献上给上帝。
And now you ask for your only son.
以这个亚伯拉罕的身份来说。
With the status of Abraham,
他怎样解决这个问题
？How would he solve this problem?
他慢慢慢慢从上帝这两句外表有冲突的话，找到了启示的中心点。
But he found the focus point of the revelation from these two sentences.
我曾经对你讲的
，I said this to you before.
可兰经的注释里面讲一句话
，The commentary of the Quran says,
基督教的圣经是绝对错的。
that the Christian Bible is absolutely wrong.
基督教的圣经告诉我们，上帝对亚伯拉罕说：“把你的独生子以撒献给我。”
Because God demanded the sacrifice of Isaac, His only son.
错就错在这。
And this is supposedly an error.
上帝一定知道以撒不是独生子。
God will know that Isaac was not the only son.
因为以撒没有生出来14年，亚伯拉罕已经生了这个以撒玛利。
14 years before the birth of Isaac, Ishmael was born.
所以可兰经的注释讲一句话。
The commentary of the Quran says,
以撒从来没有资格，永远没有资格被称为独生子。
Isaac will never be the only son.
难道上帝会讲错话吗？
Because God cannot make a mistake.
所以这些名基督教的圣经是错的。
It means that the Christian Bible is
wrong. 我有一天晚上两三点不能睡，我就读可兰经。
Once I couldn't sleep at night, I read the Quran.
我就偏偏找到这一段的事情。
And I found this passage.
好，以撒玛利生了以后，以撒就没有资格做独生子。
After Ishmael is born, Isaac cannot be known as the only son.
我们怎么去了解可兰经这种思想？
How do we understand this?
我们只能说那些有四个太太的人这样讲是可以原谅的。
We can say that those who have four wives probably will understand this better.
神说从撒拉生的才算是你的后代。
But God only considered Isaac from Sarah as the true descendant.
这本圣经完全没有错误。
And so the Bible is right.
所以亚伯兰不能把以色玛利考虑进去。
Abraham could not bring Ishmael into consideration.
他说的是主啊，你把独生子给我，又要把独生子拿去，到底我要怎样解决后代的问题？
He can only ask the Lord how he's going to solve this irony.
但是神是不会错的。
But God will not make a mistake.
我顺服他吧。
And so I will be obedient.
他就拿起刀来要把以撒杀下去了。
And when he lifted his knife to kill Isaac,
为什么呢？
Why?
只有这个孩子。
Only one son.
这个是种。
This is the
这个怎么可以杀呢？
The only son.
他就产生了从神的话得到的结论，杀下去，上帝会叫他复活。所有宗教里面没有的观念就从这里产生出来。
And his concept was that after he killed the son, God will surely resurrect him.
他深深相信。
And he truly believed.
神能够使无变有，神也能起死回生。
God can make something out of nothing, and surely He can resurrect again.
上帝是没有一件事是难成的。
There is nothing difficult for God.
上帝一定会成全。
His will will come true.
他既然叫我杀。
Since he asked me to kill the child,
一定会叫他复活。
He will resurrect him.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
亚伯兰信心之父。
Abraham, the father of faith.
连第一个相信复活的可能性也是他。
He was the first to understand resurrection. Amen. Amen.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这件事保罗没有发现。
Paul did not understand.
因为创世纪没有写。
Genesis didn't say.
约翰没有发现。
John did not understand.
雅各没有觉悟到。
Joseph did not understand.
彼得没有觉悟到。
Peter did not understand.
希伯来书的作者觉悟到这一点。
The author of Hebrew understood.
所以他说亚伯兰为什么要把以撒献上呢？
He asked why would Abraham sacrifice Isaac?
因为他深信虽然以撒死了，上帝会叫他复活。
Because he knew that even though Isaac would be dead, God would resurrect him.
今天的复活节的时候。
And so at Easter,
我告诉你，全本圣经里面第一个复活信仰的观念是亚伯拉罕表现出来。
Let me tell you that the first person that understood resurrection in the Bible was Abraham.
那么亚伯拉罕同时期的另外一个人
，In the same era,
Job.
Job
到底什么时期呢？
At what era was that?
当然有许多许多不同的看法。
There are many different understandings.
请罗博士告诉我，约伯大概什么事情？
Dr. Low,
他也很难答案，他就摇摇头了。如果说约伯比亚伯兰更早的话
，If we say Job was earlier than Abraham,
那么约伯的事情应当在五经里面可以写出来的。
We would have read it in the first five books of the Bible.
但是好像没有这样的事情。
But this was said not
this. 如果约伯是在亚伯兰以后的话
，If Job was born after Abraham,
甚至摩西以后的话
，Or maybe after Moses,
他应当里面写写一下上帝在亚伯兰、以撒、雅各身上所做的启示，一直到以色列民族有怎么样的事迹。
Probably his work would include all the episodes of the Israelites.
但是完全没有。
But there was
none. 所以五经里面你不读读不到约伯，约伯里面你读不到亚伯兰。
In Job, you cannot find Abraham, and in the writing of Moses, you cannot find.
这是圣经的记载，表明最先 globalization 的是上帝。
It means God is the first to be interested in globalization.
神的恩典不但临到这个亚伯兰的后代。
The grace of God was not only upon the descendants of Abraham.
神的恩典也临到以东的后代。
And also on the descendants of Edom.
所以呢，这个约伯在那个东方的地方居住。
Job lived in the east.
他不一定是以东人。
Maybe he was not an Edomite.
但是他是在亚伯拉罕以色列族以外的民族。
But he was a race that was outside that of Abraham.
敬畏上帝。
He feared God.
他对上帝有信仰。
He had faith in God.
神把他受苦、受试炼、得胜的事迹记载下来，成了我们的万世的诗表。
And God recorded the suffering he gone through, the victory he had, so that he becomes an example for us.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
从信仰的观念来看
，from the angle of faith,
亚伯兰最先显明有复活的思想。
Abraham was the first to understand the possibility of resurrection.
在圣经的文字记录的记载来说
，but in an actual recording of the Bible,
有本记里面第一次记载有复活的观念。
Job was the first to record the concept of resurrection.
约伯怎么样明白这个复活的观念呢
？How did he understand this?
因为他正在身体朽坏的过程中间。
In the process of suffering and decay,
满身生长。
Job had boils all over his body.
甚至没有办法医治。
He couldn't cure himself.
等于就是等死一个人。
He was like a man waiting to die.
用自己的眼睛看见自己的皮肉慢慢灭绝。
With his own eyes, he see the decay of his flesh.
我昨天不小心刺到我自己的手。
Yesterday I was not careful and I cut myself.
流了好多血出来。
And bled.
后来停下来了。
After the bleeding.
因为我的血很会停的。
Because my blood stopped.
所以常常一两天自己就好了。
He always cured himself.
还有一点痛。
Although it's still painful.
那如果生了一粒疮的时候。
When you have a single boil.
我就把它包起来，对不对
？I will cover it.
如果旁边再一粒疮。
If another boil appears.
我再把它包起来。
I'll cover it again.
这里还一粒疮。
If there's one more here.
我再包起来。
I'll cover it.
那我问你，全身生疮，你要包哪一部分呢
？If there are boils all over your body, how do you cover it?
你没有办法包哪一部分。
You can't cover it.
全身都是疮。
The whole body.
所以约伯用自己的两个眼睛看见。自己皮肉慢慢灭绝了。
With his own eyes, he witnessed the decay.
一个人看见自己怎么死。
If you can witness your own death,
看见自己的病怎么样把他带到死亡的地步的过程。
When you can see the progression towards death because of your illness,
这是何等让我们自己可以咒诅自己生命的一种经历。
It is an experience that will cause you to curse your own life.
约伯在这样困难的时候
，In the midst of these difficulties,
他讲了几句最重要的话。
Job said several things that's most important.
我知道我的救赎主活着。
I know my Redeemer lives.
他长远活着。
He lives forever.
到世界末日的时候
，Until the last day,
站立在这地面的上面。
He will stand upon the earth.
也就是要审判全地。
To judge the whole world.
不但如此
，Not only that,
在我这个皮肉灭绝之后。
When my flesh is gone,
我要在肉体里面亲眼看见他。
Within my flesh, I will see him with my eyes.
那是我的心在我里面笑话。
My heart will be dissolved.
有这样伟大的圣经节。
There is such a great verse in the Bible.
几千年里面写下来。
That is written thousands of years ago.
在哪里啊
？Where is it?
约伯记十九章二十五、二十六、二十七节。
Job 19:25-27.
现在我们大家打开来看。
Let us turn to this passage.
约伯记第十九章。
Job 19:25.
二十五、二十六、二十七节。
Verses 25, 26, 27.
念一遍，不要请你们大家一同开声来念。
I will read.